Julian Marotta. Mock my world.
Are you mocking me? Are you mocking me? Stop it. You just didn't do it again.
Are you mocking me?
I like this version of Mock My World. A little different of thinking. I like it.
You're doing a music one without Dan here.
A music, yeah. Oh, well. That's what he gets for taking a vacation in March.
That'll teach him.
That sounds good, a vacation.
He's no, in I'm Holland. Ready to go. Isn't ready that season. Veer?
Yeah, Holland. That sounds awesome.
I wonder what he's getting mooned up on right now.
Yeah.
He's getting gooned up on.
What time is it over there?
Later.
Is it like an 8 hour?
Today, in celebration of opening day, and everybody's thought of this when you go to a game, what would be your walk-up music? So we're putting together our own personal 4-song walk-up playlist, and we'll open it up for you to determine who's got the best one. Random.org generated this week's draft order. Sarah, you will have the first pick.
Woo!
I didn't even check to see who won last week. Who cares? This is about the now. Jody Jackson will pick second. I will go third. Jared will go fourth in a snake style 4-round draft. Sarah, you've got all the music ever recorded.
Yes.
At your disposal right now.
And this might not be a number one for many people, but it certainly is for me. When I think of walk-up songs, I think Gasolina by Daddy Yankee. That gets people.
I don't recognize any of those words except Yankee.
You definitely know this song if you've ever been to a baseball game.
Go.
You want me to play it for
No, I want you?
You
to hum it for
I'm
us.
I'm going to sing.
No. Okay.
Yeah, the singing, I'm not going to be asked to sing these songs.
No.
Okay. Because I'm pretty sure that you guys aren't going to know that. I don't know.
There she is. Hey.
Now batting, Sarah Cazell.
Oh, I like that.
Right. It's heavy or not on your
I like
feet.
It.
Gasolina is off the board.
Okay.
Jody?
He's going to hit a bomb after that. I really like this one. I watch a lot of like high school softball and baseball as well. And this one is popular, believe it or not, with the softball at least. Turn My Swag On.
Hey!
Soulja Boy.
Yes!
Sarah likes it!
Oh. Yeah!
She's so happy
it.
To have anyone.
I love that you love
I like,
it.
I'm always in the stands just like jamming out. I'm like, ugh. Yeah, turn the swag
she's,
on.
She's
let's
just
go.
Happy to have someone reference music
from this
century. Yeah.
There you go. Oh, yeah, here we go.
That's
take
enough.
A look in the mirror, say what's up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vinny, those are...
Thank you. I feel like we're foreigners in this world here, though.
Vince, those are off the board. I hope you have a long list.
I'm scrambling here. I'm pulling a Fred Khalil. I got nothing left.
Yeah.
I'm going to go a different tact. I'm going to appeal to the Dan Bickleys of the world.
No.
And I'm going to take... AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long.
That's a good one. That's a good song. Yeah. That's a good song. Solid.
That is
rock.
A good one.
Bring a little rock to the
so,
mix.
So, Jared, you go all on right, AC/DC as well?
Yes.
I know where
so
you're going.
So, I have two picks. And here, my thing was the song has to have a good opening riff to get everyone hyped. It also, I like a sort of a sing-along crowd chanting aspect to it. So, I picked AC/DC. Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
And also, of course, everyone knows my athletic nickname is the Hurricane.
Right.
So it would work perfectly there.
We have 2 minutes left, just so you know.
I'm going to go even older than that with the same idea. Great start, great chanting along, and a connection to baseball. Wild Thing.
Hey.
All right, Wild Thing and Thunderstruck are off the board. With my next pick, I'm going with the tried and true walk-up song that caused all kinds of stir in Major League Baseball when Josh Reddick did it with the Oakland A's. Yes, Careless Whisper.
Ooh,
by
that's
way.
A good one.
I forgot about that. That's so good.
I didn't have it queued up to the right spot. Dang it. Careless Whisper is off the board.
Okay.
I'm sure you're all sorry about that.
Yes.
I'm going to go with an ode to Archie Bradley when he was here. The walkout song was Public Service Announcement.
Oh.
That has a good opening. Jared got me thinking, like, what has a good line? You know, allow me to reintroduce myself. So I'm going with that.
Because the thing is, you only get to hear about 30 to a minute of the song each time they play it.
So it's got to make an impression right away. Yeah.
All right. I have two picks here.
Yes,
and
you do.
This is usually affiliated with a particular closer, but I think Enter Sandman would make a great walk-up song as well.
Yeah.
So I'm taking that.
Enter Sandman.
Mariano.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also take 99 Problems by Jay-Z.
Good one. I like it.
A pitch ain't one.
Oh, love it.
There you go.
All right, Jody, back to you.
Oh,
you've already got
to
turn my swag on and public service announcements.
Oh, Jody, I love you so much.
So I'm going to go. Now, this is going to be a guy at Chase tonight, but on the opposition. He's an op tonight. What is it? Your Love, Outfield.
Your love, yeah.
Because I love the way the crowd jumps in on that Charlie Blackman song. Your Love by the Outfield.
Okay.
And that's a good one. But I hope, Charlie, I love you, but I hope you're 0 for tonight. So.
I'm going to, for my next pick, I'm going to borrow the longtime walk-up music of Diamondback's great Luis Gonzalez. I'm going with Heavy by Collective Soul.
Yeah, that's solid.
That always got a reaction. Also, it helped that, you know, Gonzo would come up and hit a home run every time they played the song, basically.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go my last two picks here. One of the most recognizable opening riffs of the last 20 years, I would say. I don't even know. Maybe. Yeah, I think it was the last 20 years. Seven Nation Army from White Stripes.
Yeah. That's
and I'm going with a personal.
You almost never hear that at sporting events.
Almost never.
Hey, all three of mine are. Big yeah. Sport. Okay. My last one is a personal favorite. I'm going a deep Pearl Jam cut, but an awesome opening lick. Do the Evolution.
I just heard that song like 2 days ago.
One of their most rocking songs they've ever done.
It is a rocking song. I'm going to go with a personal favorite of mine, too. A song that always gets me pumped up and filled with hate. Oh. Head Like a Hole by Nine Inch Nails.
Ooh. I like it. A lot of rage.
A lot of rage.
A lot of rage.
I'm going to go with one of the, this is not, you know, this is Corbin Carroll's. I'm just going to say that because it conjures up a lot of great memories from last season. Overdue by Metro Boomin and Travis Scott. But it just comes on.
Gives a little,
and it's,
little taste of it.
It's very subtle. And yet I feel like because of all the good memories from last year, like when you hear that tonight and unless he changes it, you know, it just brings up a great thought about Here Comes Corbin Carroll.
It's the Let's opposite go. Of Eric.
I think you have to go 30 seconds in or so. Or no, this is kind of. You kind of have to wait for the overdue. There you go.
So it's the opposite.
It's more mellow, but it's
more mellow.
It brings up good memories. The opposite of when you hear Eric Burns' old one. Josie, don't ever hear anybody. And all you think about is pop-ups to left field.
All right. I have the last pick of the draft, and I'm going to go with a Nirvana jam. I'll go Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Good song.
Gets people bopping the head.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because what smells more also than a locker room?
You got to smell the gym.
Smell the gym.
Sarah went with Gasolina, Enter Sandman, 99 Problems, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Jody, Turn My Swag On. Public service announcement, Your Love and Overdue. I just feel weird saying these names. I went with You Shook Me All Night Long, Careless Whisper, Heavy and Head Like a Hole, and Jared's got Thunderstruck, Wild Thing, Seven Nation Army, and Do the Evolution. The best four-song walk-up playlist is the subject of this week's Mock My World. We'll get this up on X. You vote at Bickley_Murata and determine the winner. And of course, feel free to tell us what idiots we are for missing the song that you suggest.